All right. Amen. I told you. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. If the clouds be full of rain, verse 3, they empty themselves upon the earth. We've seen some of that lately, haven't we? Even today, again. Amen. They empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south, or toward the north, that's where God lives. Amen. Toward the north. In the place where the tree falleth, there shall it be. I'll preach. On which way did it fall? I won't tell you which way it fell. In just a little bit. Won't take me long. Amen. I'll have you in the altar by 9 o'clock. Amen. Psalms chapter 1. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. Even a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Those back in David's day have just about all fallen. Which way did they fall? Even though they were planted by the waters, which way did they fall? Amen. Which way did this tree fall? Amen. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 3. Praise God. I'm going to tell you in just a minute. This willow back here that fell yesterday afternoon around 5 o'clock. Amen. The ground was getting softer and softer and softer. And the bottom of the tree was getting rotten and more rotten and more rotten. And the tree kept leaning. I drove under it several times with the tractor and thought possibly the tree might even fall while I was around it shaking the ground. Amen, because it was already leaning. You know which way the tree fell? You guessed it. It fell the way it was already leaning. I'm telling you which way you're going to fall unless God gets a cable on you and pulls you up straight. Amen. And it might not feel too good. Amen. But you'll fall whichever way the wind blows or whichever way it's leaning. We flew into Manila almost 2 years ago. 2 years ago this fall, they just had a hurricane there. They call them typhoons down there. Give them a name just the same as they do here. Amen. And it had blown through and it had blown down a tree in the yard of the guest house where we stayed in Manila. I'd never seen any trees blown over in Manila. Amen. But that mango tree, very important tree in all of Manila. Amen. That mango tree blew over. Amen. In early in the morning, about daylight, the Mexican was out there with a meat cleaver. That's the only thing he had, was a meat cleaver. And he was chopping the limbs off of that tree. And he was getting ready to help it, but it looked like he was making it worse. Amen. But he knew, even though he didn't have any fancy tools, even though he didn't have much to work with, amen, he knew that he had to, in order to release the shock of that tree, he had to cut some of it back. Amen. And he was out there. He took the limbs he cut off of it using that meat cleaver for a chopping axe. Amen. And cut forks on them. And he pushed and he pushed and he pushed and he pushed and he propped and he pushed and he propped and he pushed until he got that mango pushed back up almost straight and propped it up with the forks that he cut off of the big limbs on the tree. Amen. And that Filipino, amen, saved that tree with nothing but a meat cleaver for an axe to work with. Amen. And a willing heart. He saved that tree in front of the guest house. Amen. In Manila. My. God's able to save us tonight. No matter what kind of a shape we're in. But we may have to endure the pruning process. We might have to have some excess baggage cut off before God can help us. Huh? And He'll take those excess baggage limbs. Amen, Randy Jones. And amen, He'll push and prop and push and prop and push and prop until He gets us just as straight as He can get us. And you know when that tree, if it's normal, starts growing again, which way it's going to grow? It's going to grow straight toward the sun. It's going to grow straight toward the light. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight, if you're alive, you'll grow toward the light. You'll love the light when it shines on your pathway. Praise God. You'll reach for the sun, if you please, because that's where your strength comes from. That's where the sweetness comes from your fruit. Amen. You'll draw water from the rivers of living water. Amen. And you'll reach for the sun, and your leaf won't wither, and your fruit won't cast itself before time. Amen. But even good trees go down eventually. I've seen whole orchards, when they reached the end of their productivity, they bulldozed them down. Amen. Big peach orchards, big apple orchards near Alto Pass, Illinois, bulldozed them down and replanted with new stock. Amen. Just like the ones they bulldozed down. I'd like to have had enough influence when I reached the end of my journey. Amen. They want to transplant some stock into my place, just like I was. Amen. That'll bring forth fruit. Of course, if I wasn't worth 2 cents, amen, I wouldn't deserve to be replaced by anything, because the Bible said, why cumbereth it the ground? Amen. God expects us all our useful life to bring forth fruit. Amen. And if you're alive tonight, you can bring forth fruit, praise God, unto eternal life. I went up to Jeff and Mary's Saturday, and then I took a trip down to Brown Run, down to Dairy Lane to visit Sister Lois, if possible. Amen. And on the way down there, I noticed some of the ravages of all the rain. Amen. And there was 2 great big spruce trees. I mean big ones. I mean this big around. That had fell together at the same time. Somehow or other, they were both influenced by each other. And those big spruce trees growing pretty close together, that farmhouse down on Brown's Run, amen, fell right across that big white farmhouse. And they was up there with a splendid vehicle, and a man out there in that great long cherry picker cutting limbs off of them, getting ready to take those big spruce trees off that house. Amen. You know why those trees fell on that house? Amen. Well, they were already leaning away from the woods, more or less, to start with, to get more light. Amen. But then something happened underneath. They were both planted right on a ditch. And there was so much rain came down that ditch that it undermined their root system. And both of those trees, so close together as from me to that beam over there, both those trees fell at the same time across that house. Amen. And chances are, if your foundation is being undermined, there's somebody else that you're very close to that's being undermined also. Amen. Which way did the trees fall? They fell the way they were leaning. I can tell you which way you're going to land tonight. unless you get a hold of yourself. You're going to fall the way you're leaning. Amen. Would you like me better tonight if I wore a chain around my neck most of the time, you know? I've seen some old men here lately that had 3 or 4 gold chains around their neck. I've seen preachers here lately. Amen. There's lean clear over, look to me like, you know, just kind of top heavy, you know, with gold chains around their neck. They didn't quite know whether there's a man or a woman. Amen. And preaching to others. Would you like me better if I had a chain around my neck? You wouldn't even want me for pastor if my wife had a chain around her neck, would you? Don't hold up your hand like, amen, right now. You know, you might do it at the wrong time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If Sister Collins and I, amen, showed up anywhere in this world with a couple of chains around our neck, what would you think? You'd think Brother Collins is leaning. Leaning the wrong way. Huh? Amen. You know that ain't holiness, don't you? Amen. It's not even right. I mean, if I don't even believe in women wearing chains around their neck, much less men. I don't even believe in women wearing earbobs, much less men. Amen. Great Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Men can't decide whether they want to dress manly. I mean, I was 6 years old, and Mom had all my clothes washing them. And she put a pair of shorts on me and made me wear them to school. And me 6 years old, and I cried all the way to school. Big Creek, one-room country school. Amen. Because shorts wasn't manly attire for a 6-year-old. Huh? Would you like me better if you saw me in a pair of Bermudas? What would you think of me, Glenn, if you saw me in a pair of Bermudas with a necklace on? Huh? Amen. Ah, amen. Well, I'll guarantee you one thing. It wouldn't be because I was trying to show off my pretty legs. Huh? Amen. I don't even believe in women wearing shorts, much less men. I don't even believe in men wearing shorts, much less women. Say it both ways just in case it get mixed up, you know. You can understand it that way. You'd know the way I was leaning. You can tell the way a man's leaning by what he's got around his neck sometimes. Amen. Huh? The kind of shackles he's wearing, the kind of things he's practicing. Amen. You know. But we live in a day when things are changing. No, they are not. I'll tell you something. Old LL ain't a changing. I protest the changes of the times. I protest it, amen, with a zeal. Praise God. I ain't a leaning. I ain't a going. Hallelujah. I want to go to heaven. I want to keep the power of God. Hallelujah. I'm not interested in how Hollywood done it. I'm not interested in how Hollywood done it. I'm interested in how God's Bible said to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, I'm going to stay of holiness. Amen. I've been preaching holiness for 45 years, going on 46. You'll have to watch me. I'll be saying 46. Amen. But I'm going on 46. And I ain't a changing by the grace of God. I preach nothing but the truth. And the whole truth. Amen. In the 20 years I've been at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. Oh, I make typographical errors and oratorical errors. I may call Moses Noah sometimes and Noah Moses, but you catch it. Amen. It ain't 'cause I'm leaning. Amen. It ain't cause I'm giving in. And it ain't cause I'm giving up. I'm going to be serving God someplace. Praise God. And when this old tree falls, hallelujah, I want it to fall toward the north. Amen. Amen. You didn't ask any good mason, amen. You're a traveling man, and he'll tell you that he's traveling east. And then if you're listening close, he'll give you his degree. Amen. I'll tell you, the masons are traveling the wrong way. They're traveling east. You need to change directions and travel north. Amen. If you fall east, you're going to be disappointed. Amen. You may wind up in Medina, amen, or Mecca, or somewhere like that. But praise God, if you fall toward the north, that's where God lives. Amen. How many take Jesus for yours tonight? Stand up. Amen. I take my chances with Christ. I vote for Jesus. Amen. I'll look to the Lamb of God. Praise God. Oh no, I'm not going to go along with this world. I'm not going to approve of it. I'm not going to approve of false doctrine. I hate every false way.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the truth of God.
Praise God.
I live on it. Let me fall on it. Praise God. Let me fall on the rock. Amen. I'll only be broken, Mike. But if that rock falls on me, it'll grind me to powder. I'll wind up sawdust. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Amen. Which way will it fall? I'll tell you, the way it's leaning, the way it's looking. Amen. Ain't over the way Jesus was looking. He is going to Jerusalem. He had his face set toward Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
And he wound up in Jerusalem because he's looking that way. They fell out with him in Samaria,
yeah,
because he's looking toward Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you where you're going. I'll tell you fortune tonight. You're going where you're looking. But you can change direction. It's not too late. You can get right with God. Come on and let's pray tonight.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
On nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend.